Chapter 7, Mishnah 1. Almana lo kohen gadol. So, as we said before, many times, a widow is not allowed to marry a high priest. And a grusha v'chalutza lo kohen hedyot is not allowed to marry a kohen hedyot. Right? So, what happens if this goes ahead? A widow marries a kohen gadol, or a divorcee marries a normal kohen. So, now because the relations are forbidden, we said she's not allowed to eat truma. She's not allowed to eat his truma. What happens with her slaves that she brings in into the marriage? So, before we go in, there's two kinds of property that a woman brings into marriage, two kinds of slaves. We touched on them before. One is called milug property, which means that she owns the property. If there's any loss or profit to the property, she takes the hit or she gets the gain. And milug means like to pluck. He gets usufruct for the marriage, but he doesn't take ownership of the property. And the other one is son bazel, which means that it's written in the ketubah, and he takes full responsibility. If there's any loss to that property, he replaces it. If there's any increase in capital value, he gets the increase in capital value. So there's two different kinds. Either it's like she retains ownership and he just gets to use it, usufruct, or the ownership and all the risk, etc., is transferred to him. Those are the two kinds of property, milog and son bazel. You got it. Yeah. Except even in the first one, he does still get usufruct, which is normally, you know, she would retain everything, but he still does get the usufruct. But in the second one, he gets like everything. But for her, that would be a win, because if there is a loss to the property, he'd take the hit. So says the Mishnah, Hifnisa lo avdei milog va avdei son bazel. She brings into this marriage these two different kinds of slaves. One's milog, she keeps responsibility for it, and another kind of slave she brings in, the responsibility for it is written in the ksuva, and he takes responsibility. So avdei milog lo yichol betruma. So even the milog slave, says the Mishnah, is not allowed to eat truma. And the kati brings that according to Torah law, the slave would be allowed to eat truma because the husband gets to get the profit from it, and the husband's obligated to feed the slave. So according to Torah law, the husband would actually, the slave should be allowed to eat truma, but because of the, you know, the setting over here, they're like basically punishing. It's like a rabbinical decree that even a milog slave is not allowed to eat truma. Avdei tzon bazel yochelu, but the avdei tzon bazel is allowed to eat truma because the tzon bazel slave, he completely takes over all the risk in that, and all the damage, etc. Va'elu ein avdei milog. And what are avdei milog? He's actually going to explain it. Im meitu, if the slave dies, meitu la, the slave dies for her. V'im hosirin, if the slave increases in value, hosiru la, it increases for her. She takes the risk, she takes the reward. Afal pi shecha b'mozana say, and even though he, the husband, is obligated to feed the slave, harei eli lo yechal b'truma, still the slave's not allowed to eat truma. V'helu ein avdei tzon bazel, and what are slaves that are tzon bazel? Im meisu, meisu lo. If the slave dies, it dies for the husband's account. V'im hosirin, if the slave increases in value, hosiru lo, it also increases for the husband's account. Hoyel v'hu chayav b'achroi sain, and since the husband is fully responsible for these slaves, hara'elu yoichlu b'truma, these slaves can eat truma.